Today is February 12th, 2025, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. The Space Force plans to reform its acquisition processes, including more use of fixed-price contracts. NASA and SpaceX have agreed to swap Crew Dragon spacecraft to reduce the delay in the next mission to the International Space Station. A new report recommends that the United States pursue both deterrence and strategic dialogue with China in space. Redwire will build an additional satellite for a Space Force orbital refueling project. And Astroscale and ClearSpace have passed the halfway mark in de-risking key technologies for potential satellite deorbiting missions for the UK Space Agency.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that the Space Force plans to reform its acquisition processes, including more use of fixed-price contracts. Major General Stephen Purdy, the Space Force's acting acquisition executive, said Tuesday that the service is more aggressively pursuing reforms started by former Space Acquisition Chief Frank Calvelli to streamline programs and control costs. That includes addressing underperformance by companies and government managers alike, he said. He added that Space Force officials were big fans of proposed legislation by Senator Roger Wicker, Republican Mississippi, Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, to drive efficiency and accountability in defense programs. NASA and SpaceX have agreed to swap Crew Dragon spacecraft to reduce the delay in the next mission to the International Space Station. NASA said Tuesday that the Crew 10 mission will use an existing Crew Dragon spacecraft, Endurance, that had been scheduled to fly the Axe 4 private astronaut mission this spring, rather than a new Crew Dragon spacecraft. Delays in completing that new Crew Dragon had already pushed back the Crew 10 launch from February to late March, with the risk of additional delays. The mission is now scheduled to launch no earlier than March 12th, delivering astronauts from NASA, JAXA, and Roscosmos to the station. That will allow the return shortly thereafter of the Crew 9 mission that will include NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, who arrived on the station in June on the Starliner mission. A new report recommends that the United States pursue both deterrence and strategic dialogue with China in space. The report by the Council on Foreign Relations released Tuesday called on the U.S. to make space a top national priority and commit to revitalizing U.S. leadership in space. That report recommended investment in resilient satellite networks, but also maintaining lines of communications with China, such as a direct communication hotline to reduce the risk of miscalculation in orbit. Redwire will build an additional satellite for a Space Force orbital refueling project. The company said Tuesday that the Space Force ordered a third Mako satellite bus for the Tetra 6 in-orbit refueling experiment scheduled for 2027. The prime contractor for the experiment, Arkfield, had previously ordered two Mako platforms for the Tetra 5 experiment, scheduled for later this year. Fuel delivery satellites from Orbit Fab or Northrop Grumman will attempt rendezvous, docking, and propellant transfer operations with the Arkfield-built satellites in geostationary orbit. Astroscale and ClearSpace have passed the halfway mark in de-risking key technologies for potential satellite deorbiting missions for the UK Space Agency, UKSA. Astroscale's UK subsidiary announced Tuesday that it has successfully completed the midterm review of Phase 2 for UKSA's active debris removal mission, while ClearSpace said it completed its own midterm review of Phase 2 in December. Once the companies complete the Phase 2 work, scheduled by the end of March, the agency is expected to select one company to lead a consortium for Phase 3. That period would cover manufacturing, assembly, and testing of the spacecraft, which will attempt to remove multiple UK-licensed spacecraft from low Earth orbit. In other news, Spaceflight Now report that another day means another Starlink launch. A Falcon 9 lifted off Tuesday at 1:53 p.m. Eastern from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, placing 21 Starlink satellites into orbit. SpaceX has performed 19 launches so far this year, 13 of which have been of Starlink satellites. SpaceX also announced Tuesday that it had started Starlink service in Bhutan, the 121st country or region where the broadband service is available. While Arianespace is preparing for its first Ariane 6 launch of the year, the company's manifest is backloaded to the second half of the year. An Ariane 6 is scheduled to launch the French CSO-3 reconnaissance satellite February 26th on the first launch of the vehicle since its inaugural flight last July. The new CEO of Arianespace, David Cavioles, said at a recent conference that the company expects to perform 5 Ariane 6 launches this year, but after CSO-3, the next launch is not expected until August, when it will launch a EUMETSAT weather satellite. Cavioles said Arianespace still planned to ramp up to its target launch rate of 9 to 10 Ariane 6 missions a year as soon as possible. Military tracking systems are struggling to keep up with the growth in satellites in orbit. Military leaders and industry experts warn that Cold War-era tracking infrastructure and manual processes are ill-equipped to handle today's complex space environment, where adversaries' satellites can perform unpredictable maneuvers and new commercial launches happen almost daily. Experts say the U.S. can no longer rely on Cold War-era approaches to space domain awareness and are looking to new approaches and technologies, including artificial intelligence, to help. Florida Today reports that Port Canaveral, the seaport adjacent to Cape Canaveral, is feeling the strain of both space and cruise ship activity. The head of the Canaveral Port Authority said there is now a significant use of port facilities to accommodate companies like SpaceX, Blue Origin, and ULA, who use the port for delivering hardware and for recovery of boosters. The port expects more space companies to seek use of the port, creating a traffic jam at the port, which is also the second busiest cruise line terminal worldwide. Space.com reports that scientists are alarmed that the website for a new observatory named after a famous female astronomer has altered that astronomer's online biography. The Vera Rubin Observatory has revised a bio of Rubin, an astronomer credited for discovering evidence for dark matter, removing passages that mentioned her efforts to advocate for women in science, given the challenges she faced in the field in the mid-20th century. The changes were made after the start of the Trump administration, which has issued executive orders to end diversity initiatives. The observatory is funded by the National Science Foundation.